CBS News special report. Comedy legend and actor Bob Newhart has died. Our Nick Young takes a look back at his storied career.
Bob Newhart played a psychologist on The Bob Newhart Show. It was a role that suited his deadpan delivery and subtle wit.
I just feel so helpless because he's keeping everything to himself. Dr. Hartley, I'm sure he has girlfriends, but he denies it.
Of course, Todd's 13 now.
Another thing about Newhart's humor, he kept it clean, making the decision when he was starting out as a stand-up comic in the 1960s to avoid the crudeness of many of his contemporaries. Nick Young, CBS News.
Newhart spent decades working in comedy, then TV and film, but it wasn't until 2013 when Newhart won his first Emmy for a guest role on The Big Bang Theory. Newhart was 94. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican leaders are defending two fake electors who are part of Wisconsin's RNC delegation. There was a heated exchange between a reporter and state party chair Brian Schimming this morning.
Somebody knew what they were doing, so...
That's not my issue right now.
Schemed to overturn this, the Wisconsin vote.
Okay, but that's not our issue right now, and I will tell you that, first of all, don't yell at me.
Pam Travis, Bob Spindell, and eight other fake electors publicly admitted Donald Trump asked them to try to overturn Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin in 2020. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Friday, July 19th. The Wood County Unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet at 7 p.m. at the Wood Town Hall in Pittsville. In Adams County, the ARPA Work Group will meet from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse in Boardroom A230. The 58th Annual Wisconsin State Ski Show is taking place at Red Sands Beach on Lake Wasecha starting today. The individual events competition is taking place tonight, including swivel, doubles, team jump, swivel pairs, and freestyle jump. The team competitions take place Friday through Sunday. Our local team, the Aqua Skiers, will compete on Friday. Attendees in person can enjoy a variety of family-friendly and adult attractions with concessions, diverse vendors, a beer garden, and exclusive tournament apparel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A Milwaukee Bucks player recovering from surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Athletic reporting that the Bucks' Chris Middleton recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both of his ankles this summer. Middleton dealt with sprained ankles this past year, but is expected to be ready for the start of this season. Middleton turns 33 next month. NFL, Quinn Meinerz grew up in Heartland, Wisconsin, played football at UW-Whitewater, has just signed a new four-year contract with the Denver Broncos worth $80 million, making him one of the highest paid guards in the league. Packers training camp beginning next week. Jordan Love in Milwaukee holding a youth camp. Talked about one that he went to as a kid growing up in California.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, I think back my hometown, Derek Carr and David Carr both had a camp that I went to as a kid. So that was something that, you know, impacted me at a young age. And those are two guys that I looked up to and were from my hometown. And I think it was awesome. So that's something I've definitely looked forward to be able to do now that I'm in the same position as them.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the low 50s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week. A little more humid and still a chance of storms. Currently at 75 degrees.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
Go
it
ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
You
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
thanks.
That.
That's, wow, that's unbelievable.
Impressive.
You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll assess where the presidential election goes from here, and we'll talk to Dan Schumacher about baseball back in action after the All-Star break.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, July 18th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two at 4:30 today, we're going to speak with our good friend Jackie Carantini from UW Extension. Looking forward to that. Right now, we have our great friend Jillian Alekhinin with us, marketing and events coordinator with our friends at Visit Rome. We say a shout-out to Lisa over there and, of course, our great friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, who sponsored this segment. Big thank you to them. Jillian, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah.
Before we dive into the great notes that you sent over and all the great events going on in the Rome area, I did want to encourage people to sign up for the newsletter.
Yes.
It's a great way to keep up to date on things going on over there and to find out about like the Copper Box concert and other different stuff that is happening a little more time sensitive, a little more like that weekend or the next day or something. You guys do a really good job with that newsletter.
Oh, well, thank you.
Want to encourage you to sign up for that, everybody. You can do that at visitromewi.com. Visitromewi.com. We'll get that information out there again before we wrap up. Jillian, all of July, there is a great area. There's Lakes Area Artists and Brush and Palette Club at the art show at the Palapalooza.
That is at McMillan Memorial Library here in Rapids.
Yes, yes. I wanted to start there if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So they've had it before at Lake Arrowhead, but this year they're doing a little something different and collaborating with that Brush and Palette Art Club.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we're already more than halfway through July.
It's really staggering. It really takes you off guard. Mm-hmm. It really does.
So whenever you are at the Rapids Library, McMillan Library, check out the art they have on display. Mm-hmm. I know we posted, I think it was hole 16 or 17 on the lakes course of Lake Arrowhead. Someone did a gorgeous painting of that.
Yeah.
So if you want to see it, I guess the painting in real life, then head on over to the library.
We encourage you to do so. McMillan's got so many fun things going on over there. You can find out more about this at mcmillanlibrary.org. Encourage you to do that, everybody, and support your local libraries. This Friday, July 19th, and every Friday, the Rome Farmers Market.
Yes.
We love
exciting,
our farmers markets.
And especially now that we're actually getting some good weather.
Yeah.
I know we've had some rain days. The summer farmers market season is back. Join us for live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and lots of great local goodies. And we are hitting that point in the summer where you are going to see a lot of those flower vendors and a lot more of those vegetable vendors out. So
great,
if that's what you're looking for, now is the time to go.
Yeah, yeah. Get some of that great produce and know that you're also supporting our ag industry, supporting our vendors, and so many of our great local people out there. I mentioned libraries before. We love our libraries around here, and every single one of our local ones, including, of course, our friends over at the Rome Library, and they've got a very cool kind of idea over there that they'll be doing tomorrow, Friday, July 19th.
Yeah, so from 1 to 3 p.m., they will be having a jigsaw puzzle swap. If you're looking for some new, at least to you, jigsaw puzzles, bring your old puzzles to swap with other puzzlers. They do have a few guidelines, so swap the like puzzles, so a 500 piece for a 500, 1,000 for 1,000, or another arrangement that both parties agree on. So I don't know if one of you wants the 500, one of you wants the 1,000, and you're all good with that, then they're all good.
Yeah, you can govern yourselves on this one.
Yes. Mm. And all puzzles must be in the original box or container, and you must note if any of the pieces are missing to the best of your knowledge.
Boy, there is nothing worse than getting to the end of a puzzle and there's like two or three pieces missing or something. So yeah, that's the least you could, you know, definitely including that if you know, of course.
Yeah. No registration is required, so just stop by with your puzzles and join in the party, I guess.
This is such a cool idea. My mom and dad, one of the things in retirement they've really gotten into is doing puzzles together. Oh. My mom will do one part, and my dad does the other, and that kind of thing. But they only have so many puzzles, and they run through them pretty quick. The idea of not having to run out and buy a new one, but just getting to kind of trade with somebody else, it's repurposing, and it's also really fun, and you may meet some people and you know, find other puzzle enthusiasts and everything, which is always kind of cool. Again, that is going on tomorrow, the jigsaw puzzle swap from 1 to 3 over at the beautiful Rome Library. Also going on tomorrow, draft guide hike at Lake Pete and Well. This sounds fun.
Yeah, that'll be from 5 to about 7, 7:30-ish. Join members of our Discover Rome Area Family Trails group, or DRAFT.
Such a good name.
As they explore the northern part of the Pete and Well Shoreline Trail. So the portion they are doing is approximately 3 miles round trip, going from the Lure Bar and Grill in Rome up to the restaurant formerly known as The Ore. I know I sound like I'm talking about Prince here, formerly known.
Yeah.
and back. So about 3 miles round trip. I've done it before. It's not a lot of hills. Mm-hmm. It's pretty solid ground.
Yeah.
So unless we get some weird weather in between now and then, you should be fine.
And everything we're hearing from our forecaster, Brittany Merlot, it's supposed to be really beautiful over there tomorrow. It's a really good day for this. Worked out really well. Thank you, Mother Nature, for that.
Yes, thank you.
And I agree with you. I've done a little of the hike before, and I've hiked over in that area. It's nothing too crazy. But afterwards, you got something really fun to look forward to.
Yeah, so Pete and Well has arguably one of the best sunset viewing areas in the area. So definitely stay for that. And have fun with Cherry Pie playing at the Lure Bar and Grill. They are Wisconsin's premier 80s rock cover band. Should be good. And they'll start around 8-ish.
So after you get done, you can sit back and relax and rest those legs and take in some great music from a local band. That's awesome. That's a great combination right there by them. Shout out to them for that. That's a good one. Saturday, great event coming up, and an annual one that we're really proud of around here.
Yeah, they're already on their 11th year.
That's
the
crazy.
11th annual Pete and Well Poker Run, starting and finishing at Romano's Pizza and Pub on Highway Z, or County Highway Z.
Mm-hmm.
It is $35 per person, and that includes food, music, and the commemorative t-shirt. There is a full list of boat stops and the bike, car, ATV stops. Mm-hmm. So if you have a boat and you want to do this poker run on your boat, go for it. If you're more of a land dweller, I guess, nice. There's a different set of stops for you, and it will work the same way.
Yeah, landlubber.
Yeah.
Like that. That was good. Big, big fans of our friends over at Romano's. I love my friends over there. A big shout out to them, and have a great time with this event. I know how much they look forward to it. They literally gear up all year long for this and get excited about it. Enjoy the event, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun, and know that you're helping do some real good in your community. Saturday, I got another great thing going on, and I touched on this earlier, Copper Box Concert.
Yeah, that'll be from 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. at our new Rome Town Center band shell. For our next installment in that summer concert series we've been having, it's no surprise that their website boasts that this band can channel the essence of their music and energy from the stage to the audience, creating an electrifying and timeless experience. Mm-hmm. And it can only be the four-part fanfare that is Copperbox.
Yeah.
We will have food trucks starting at 5 p.m. to about 7:30 or until they run out. The concert itself will be 6 to 9. We'll have lawn games, Up North Brewing Company beer will be for sale, if you're looking for that. And all proceeds for the July 20th concert will go to the Leicester Public Library of Rome, specifically their friends group.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great cause and a great way to help our library, a great way to help the Leicester Public Library in particular. And this is pretty cool that with the lawn games and Up North Brewing being down there, we love all of those things. I do want to send a shout out to Copper Box. Great,
yes.
Great band. It's very cool of them to do this. And just as a side note, Jillian, how are you and the residents over in the Rome area enjoying the new band shelter? I got to get over there and check that out. It sounds so nice, and I've heard great things about the acoustics.
Yes.
And that there's not a bad seat in the house kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. We haven't had too many uses just yet, but it's new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had a movie night there last week.
Right.
I think,
yeah.
If I can remember correctly. And that was a perfect setting.
Good. Really good to hear. I know that they've been wanting that for a while, and having it up and moving and being used now, it's exciting to have. It's really cool. And we're just getting started using it, too.
Yeah, we are.
Who knows
this is new.
The next couple of summers might develop or show. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
One of the biggest events in this state and really in the Midwest is coming up, and our Shermalot team is going to get us ready for it.
Yeah, the Shermalot Water Ski Show 3001, A Space Odyssey,
will
be performing at the Wisconsin State Tournament at Red Sands Beach in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. That'll be at 8 a.m. on Sunday, July 21st. If you are not an early bird, no worries. They do have a few more performances coming up in August that are back in Rome and in the evening.
Yeah.
And those are Saturday, August 3rd at 6:30, Saturday, August 17th at 5, and that'll be part of the Camelot Frolics. Mm. Saturday, August 24th at 6, and Saturday, August 31st at 6. And that'll be their last performance of the season.
Of the season, yes. We're all gearing up for the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show tournament. That's going to be exciting. And we talk about that quite a bit. I do want to send a shout out not only to our local Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers, but the Shermalot team, and wishing all teams well and have fun. They get a chance to do something with this event that they don't have many opportunities for, where they can really showcase not only the fun of the sport, but there's communities and so much else. Take this in. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll talk more about this, I'm sure, next month or maybe even a little bit later. But the Camelot Frolic, I'm excited for. I'm really going to try to be down there this year. I haven't been able to be there in years for that. So I'm looking forward to that one, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, great name by the Shermalot team. I love that name, A Space Odyssey.
Yes.
So good. Sunday, July 21st, got a fun one coming to the area over at our friends at Hoozles.
Yep, we have Corvettes of the North Cruisin' event from noon to 5 p.m. It is a free and fun Corvette Cruisin' event. Non-club members and other Classics owners are welcome to attend. There will be live music from 1 to 4 p.m. from Tom Burt.
Yeah.
The patio bar will be open. Enjoy lunch before, during, or after the concert. Any other questions, please contact hoozles.lakes@gmail.com.
Yeah. We don't get enough of these anymore. After the pandemic, we lost a lot of our car shows and a lot of our opportunities to bring these kind of beautiful vehicles out. And, for you to show them off as much as for us to check them out. A big shout out to everybody involved in this one. And always a big shout out to our friends at Hoozles at the Lakes. Love working with them. Great people over there. Monday, July 22nd, we're back to the Rome Library.
Yes, we are. 10:30 to 11:15 a.m., we will be having the Getting Excited About Science event. Come and learn some cool things about science with Steve Bellevue. This event will offer lots of audience participation, humor, music, and great experiments. And like many events in this area, this is a family-friendly event.
Yeah.
So, bring the kids, bring grandma, bring everyone.
Yeah, and enjoy learning. You know,
it's
fun. It's a fun experience for them. And these kind of things, I always like to mention, you just never know what spark, and pun intended, I guess, that it might create in a young mind and get them to be have a passion for a field that maybe they wouldn't know about otherwise. That's going to be a fun event. Every July 24th and every Wednesday, our friend DJ Trivia at Hoozles.
Yeah, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Always free, always fun. There are gift cards for first through third place, though, if you're feeling competitive.
Yeah. And a shout out to DJ Lucas and the great work he does with that one. We're speaking with Jillian over at Visit Rome, and a big thank you to Coos Support Edward State Bank for sponsoring the segment. The next couple of events, Jillian, are really big ones. They're important ones and fun events as well.
Yes.
You got Saturday, July 27th. It is already the third annual Trails and Tales.
Yeah.
Wow. Third annual Trails and Tales fundraiser ride over at Lake Camelot Lodge.
Yeah, that'll be 8 a.m. to about 8 p.m. Ran by Partners with Paws Service Dogs. This unique event combines the excitement of an ATV, UTV ride with the added bonus of bar hopping along the way. But don't fret if you don't have an ATV or UTV, as participants are welcome to join the ride with a car as well. Registration and check-in will start between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. After that, the ride, and then cap off that ride with a delicious dinner, live bands starting at 5 p.m., providing the perfect opportunity to relax, socialize, and support a great cause.
A shout out to everybody working hard on that one and supporting, an amazing cause in that.
Yes.
We love seeing that kind of thing. We'll be spreading the word about that event as we get closer to it. Mm-hmm. And we will, we just had on the gang from Historic Point Boss yesterday.
Yeah.
Any chance I get to talk to Mr. Hittner, I take it. I love it. I'm a big fan of not only the Historic Point Boss and getting them keeping history alive over there, but this murder mystery they do every year.
Yeah, so that'll be 2 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, July 27th. Over the years, Point Bass has gained a reputation as a fine place to get work. This is probably the reason Walter Franklin and Ellis Crystal each found their way to town. Little did they know, their presence would be met with a mystery. Sam, the village blacksmith, a man loved almost as much for his nonsense attitude as out of necessity, has been found murdered.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sheriff Falk is naturally convinced Walter, Sam's new apprentice, is to blame. Will you confirm the sheriff's suspicions or end up uncovering a deeper plot to clear this newcomer's name? It's up to you to find out who done it.
Mm-hmm.
It is $5 admission for adults, $2 for students.
Mm-hmm.
So very small.
Yeah. And they keep their prices reasonable because they want this to the whole community to be able to take in these events and to have fun and know that not only are you going to have fun and do the whole murder mystery and maybe play Columbo or your favorite TV detective, but you're also keeping history alive over there and helping the Historic Point Boss do what they do and keep things keep this area proud and encourage you to volunteer over there if you get a chance to, everybody. It's always a great way use of your time. Saturday, July 27th, the Rome Fire Department's their 50th annual Point Boss Murder Mystery.
Oh, sorry.
I already talked about that.
Nope, that's okay.
That's
Their 50th anniversary.
Anniversary, thank you.
From 4 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
That would be. It would be a great combination right there. But the Rome Fire Department, we appreciate all those volunteers, all the people over there so very much, and we want to help them celebrate their 50th anniversary.
Yeah, we'll have food and beverages for purchase, 50-50 raffle, lawn games, and Yellow Pellet Band will be performing at 5 o'clock to 8 p.m. 8 o'clock p.m. at the band shell. So we are utilizing that band shell again.
Very cool. And any chance to help out our local fire departments,
yes.
Take it, everybody. We greatly appreciate the heroes and the people that work doing that job. Thank you for your service, what you do. We appreciate you. Sunday, July 28th and August 11th, bring your dog to the patio bar at Hoosel's at the Lakes.
Yeah, that'll be noon to 4 p.m., a $10 fee, and that includes a doggy gift bag. Live music each of those days from 1 to 4 p.m. 50-50 raffle, pup cups for sale, and they do ask you to consider a donation to the Humane Society. And also follow the paw laws. Instead of listing them all, just use your best judgment. Like,
yeah.
If you have an aggressive dog or mm-hmm. your dog is, like, just 8 weeks old,
yeah,
maybe not the best place to bring them.
Mm-hmm. You know your dog better than anybody.
Yes.
You know, keep that in mind. Certainly picking up after your dog and knowing the notes that Jillian mentioned. That's
yeah.
a really good note by you, Jillian. We already into August. That just
yeah.
throws me. I love so many of the events they do at the Rome Library. They come up with fun, unique things to do. And this is a really interesting one, Jillian.
Yeah, August 1st is a paint your own tote bag event. from 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. If you enjoy painting and stenciling, this event is for you. All supplies will be included and are free of charge. They have canvas tote bags, a variety of pre-cut vinyl stencil designs, and lots of paint colors to choose from. They do ask that you either stop in at the library or call them ahead of time to register. Ages 8 and up are welcome. However, they ask that adults please supervise the younger children, just so paint doesn't get everywhere.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea for everybody.
Yeah,
but that's a fun idea, fun idea that they have over there at the Rome Library. That's pretty cool. And they've got another great event coming up the very next day at the library.
Yeah, this time from 2 to 3 p.m., they have the Zoozort Petting Zoo. Kids will have the opportunity to interact and learn about animals with special guest Noelle Bezio. Noelle has visited the library in years past and brings different animals each time to keep the experience exciting and fresh. And this program is a family-friendly event.
Yeah. And we've got another one coming up on Saturday, August 3rd, Rally in Rome Food Truck Rally.
Yeah, so that'll be the whole day. Up North Brewing Company and the Central Wisconsin's Food Truck Association is partnering up to bring the first food truck rally to the town of Rome. If you have any questions or are interested in applying, email info@cwfoodtrucks.org.
And then Saturday, August 10th, Papa Bear's Mini Golf has their summer reading program going on.
Yeah, that's kind of in collaboration with the library.
Yeah.
So come and join the fun at Papa Bear's Mini Golf Course in Rome. Participants will receive one free game of golf and an ice cream treat.
Nice. Tuesday, August 13th, Gather by the Gazebo.
Yep, that's presented by Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and from 5:30 to 7 on August 13th. Enjoy some music from Klein Creek at the Gazebo in Rome.
Love supporting those events. Gather by the Gazebo, not only a great name and a great atmosphere, great area, you're going to enjoy that event, everybody. As we're wrapping up, Jillian, I wanted to make sure that we mentioned Sidewalk Chalk Art Day at Rome Library. That's a fun one you guys look forward to.
Yep, on the 14th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., come decorate the sidewalks at the library. They will have images for inspiration or just use your imagination. Participants will receive a popsicle and a fun little prize to take home with them.
And Jillian, there is so much great live music and great events going on in the Rome area. We just don't have enough time. We never do.
Another segment of the live music.
Might have to bring in for an hour sometime. Yeah. We appreciate the coverage, and we're that much more informed and know that much more about what's going on in the Rome area. Thanks to you and Lisa and our friends at Visit Rome. Nice work.
Thank you.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, or maybe they have an event going on that they'd like to promote in the Rome area, is the best way to get in touch with you the website?
I would say website, or you can call us at our new number, 715-325-3100.
And that website, visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. Be sure to check that out and sign up for the newsletter. Check out the online store, get yourself some gear, and support our friends in the Rome area. Jillian, always good talking to you.
Yeah.
We'll talk again next month.
Yep. See you next month.
We'll have more coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is your locally owned, full-service community bank in Nakusa, Port Edwards, and the town of Rome. Since 1913, they've been helping area communities, businesses, and individuals with their financial needs, and are happy to sponsor these What's Happening in Rome live discussions. Hope you enjoy the updates. Everyone at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is proud to be part of these exciting developments in the town of Rome. Remember, when in Rome, bank at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank. Member Equal Housing Lender, FDIC Insured.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
You're listening
listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A 98-year-old World War II veteran from Wisconsin is urging support for Donald Trump. William Peckrell has two bronze stars and a silver star.
People say, America is an idea, but I believe America is much more than that. America is our home.
Peckrell spoke to the RNC last night. People in Wisconsin enjoy some of the lowest financial distress in the country. A new Wallet Hub report says we rank in the top five. Wisconsin consumers also have some of the highest credit scores in America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Several restaurants in the area are closed today. Nakusa Cafe is closed until further notice, and El Cafe and Olympic 2 are also closed for the funeral of Efren Pitino. Efren owned the Nakusa Cafe and died last week. His service is today from 9 to 11 at Sacred Heart Church in Nakusa. Following that, there will be a lunch at Olympic 2 in Wisconsin Rapids. Our thoughts are with the family and friends of Efren. El Cafe and Olympic 2 will reopen for normal business hours tomorrow. There's a pop-up splash pad happening next week in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department is setting up a splash pad at Woodside Elementary on Wednesday, July 24th. They'll be in the parking lot off of 2 Mile Avenue from 1:30 to 3, spraying water from the top of their ladder extension on the fire truck. You can bring the kiddos and cool off on July 24th, weather dependent. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Andy Samberg sat down for a chat with Kevin Hart on his Heart to Heart series on Peacock and revealed the reason he left Saturday Night Live. Samberg, who became known for his digital shorts, including the popular in a box sketch, which also starred Justin Timberlake, told Hart that physically and emotionally he felt his life was falling apart. After leaving SNL, Samberg went on to do such films as Grown Ups 2 and Hot Rod and starred in 8 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC. In case you hadn't noticed, Netflix is slowly taking over the world. Variety reports that the network's latest acquisitions from other networks include Interview with a Vampire and various Walking Dead shows, including The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon, Walking Dead Dead City, The Walking Dead The Ones Who Live, and 11 seasons of The Actual Walking Dead, which will air ad-free. The deal is great for both platforms, especially AMC, which typically has 11.5 million viewers and now has access to all 270 million Netflix users. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the low 50s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week. A little more humid and still a chance of storms. Currently at 75 degrees.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Maggie Dawn.
Folks, I'm taking a little bit of a vacation, but do not worry. You'll be in excellent hands with Matt Rothschild and Jim Santel as your guest hosts. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, July 18th, 2024. I have your host, James, here with you. We're joined right now by our friend, Jackie Carantini. Jackie joining us from UW-Madison Extension Wood County. She is the Human Development and Relationships Educator over there. Jackie, you know it is always good to see you. Thank you for being here. Good to see you in the studio.
You too.
You brought a friend with you today.
I did. So we had the pleasure earlier this year of hiring a community health worker. It is a new grant for Extension. We're actually looking federally at do we get better efforts if we combine community health workers with Extension? So to build off the work that we're already doing, the relationships that we already have in the communities, and expand that. So really kind of this pilot to see, you know, does it work better? We have a lot of, we are very heavy in community health workers in Central Wisconsin. We have some great partners, whether it's the health departments. I know ADRC has some, lots with Marshfield Clinic. So it's not that we don't have them already, but this is looking at, you know, can you piggyback on the work that Extension is doing, and then being able to see, you know, can we dig deeper?
Yeah.
Right? And build those connections.
I think one of the great things that I've learned about Extension over the years is how you guys cover certain areas so well, and also gray areas that don't always get covered in communities that you guys see and look out for. And I think that that's going to only help us do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So my friend today is Kazua. So I'll let Kazua introduce herself. And like I said, she joined us in April, and I'll let her tell a little bit about herself and what we hope to do.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, Kazua.
Thank you for having me. So my name is Kazua Tao. A little bit about me. I have been in education for 19 years. And, you know, it was one of those times that I feel like I could make a bigger impact for the Hmong community. And so being a bilingual community health worker, I'm here to help bridge the gap in Wood County between the Hmong community and the community as a whole. So, and that's with anything from healthcare to just like the daily needs that our community has. So I'm hoping to be that bridge, hoping to close that gap, and hoping to just bring us all together.
I certainly don't want to make any light of any of the work that's been done on this front over the years, because there is a lot of great work and a lot of great people that have done a lot to build that bridge and make that stronger. But if I can, this is long overdue in our community. And we've needed something like this, not just here in Central Wisconsin, but really throughout the state. It is great to see Extension doing, you know, putting in good work like this, to have you with us. It can only lead to better and greater things and a stronger community, a more connected and communicative community.
Correct. And we're hoping that starting at Wood County, how it goes, and then hoping to bring it to the state. So, you know, it's like you said, it's something that's really needed. And I think it's time.
It's very cool. Looking forward to getting to know you more, talking more and everything. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm just going to turn our mics off now and just let Jackie run the show, because that's what I do. It's easily one of the best half an hours I have in my work week every week, because Jackie comes in here and runs game. And I say that lovingly and jokingly a little bit, Jackie, but it's in part because you always bring in topics that I know, and I'm saying this specifically, hearing from listeners, hey, I heard you with Jackie the other day. It really was helpful. I've mentioned before about the breathing exercise and how many people, that was what, a year or two ago. Yeah. I still had people telling me how much they appreciate that segment. I myself appreciated it and still keep up that breathing exercise. You cover areas that don't always get covered. And today we're going to be talking about one that's been coming up a lot for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think let's do kind of a little preset of where I think this is coming from.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of calls in the last couple of weeks regarding expiration dates. And you might see it as different because some say best buy, some say use by, and some actually say expiration date. So let's start off with all of those are best quality, right? So it doesn't mean there's nothing in that food that tells the food, you know, as soon as this date comes, whoop, I'm done, right?
Yeah.
That's not how it works. Mm. It's just that those are suggested best quality dates. So let's start off with that. Most things are good past that. So we do have a chart available, and I've been sharing it. We just put it on our website. But just letting people know, because again, and I'm not quite, you know, positive as to why we're getting these calls, but I have a couple of ideas. So one, I think folks, you know, food prices have gone up. Cost of living has gone up. So people are trying to reduce the amount of food waste. So they don't want to throw stuff away. So before, if, oh, it's expired, you just toss it. Now it's like, okay, even if it's, you know, $1.30 can of beans, I'm still going to be like, oh, that's still food that I'm tossing away. Excuse me. So I think that's first. People are really trying to be a little more frugal. They're really paying more attention to what they have and trying to reduce the amount of food waste. Two, we're still cycling through food that was sitting in freighters during COVID, right? So I don't know if any of you have noticed, but you know, you go to the store, and I just experienced it this past weekend. I bought some peanut butter, and I got home and I put it in something, and I literally went to lick the spoon as I threw it in the sink, and I'm like, oh, no, not good, right? I looked at the date. The date was still good, but it was not good.
Yeah.
So what is that? Where does that come from? So all of these things that we talk about, so even those best buy dates, those use by dates, it also comes with a caveat. And that caveat is if it's kept in a cool, dry spot and not exposed to extreme temperatures. So extreme hot, extreme cold can significantly shorten that. So, and what we are told, again, don't quote me because I don't know for sure, but what we are told is that during COVID, yeah, our food supply got stuck, right? And so things that were coming from other places was stuck in, you know, shipping containers, and it was halted. And you might say, well, Jackie, that was 2 years ago. We're still cycling through because there was such a backup that stuff was then put into, storage units and things like that, warehouses. And we're still kind of cycling through. Mm. Does that mean that grocery store is bad or you should not shop there anymore? Absolutely not. This literally were, you know, my hope is, I had said at the beginning of the year, my hope was by summer we'd have it cycle through. We're still cycling through it. So I always tell folks, you know, just think about it, you know, test it, pay attention. But know that, yeah, that might happen. So that's even on things that they're not even past their expiration date. But that's also one of the reasons I think we're seeing more of this.
The context is noted. It's very appreciated too. And I think that we can all stem a little bit from that when it comes to this topic and have some understanding, some grace when it comes to this topic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, it's one of those where it's, you know, it probably was always there, but now I think for some of those reasons. I think the other thing, because we are also, you know, food costs are up, cost of living is still up really high. People are looking for other sources of food. So they are utilizing food pantries, programs like we have the Stock Box program. And then when they get those, you know, and I'm not saying that food pantries give out expired food because most of them don't, but occasionally something does come through there and it might have that date on it. And you're like, oh, is this still good? It says, you know, it expired last, you know, March of 2023. Well, that's over a year old. You know, I need to toss that. Nope, not necessarily, right? So let's start with that. So canned goods, so fruits and vegetables are good 2 years past their expiration date. So I'm going to say that again. 2 years, yeah. Whoop, whoop, 2 years. And I catch myself on this one all the time because that seems like it's really long.
Oh, yeah.
And you and I have talked, I do a lot of food preservation home. And so this is commercially canned things. Let me start off with that. But people always ask like, well, you know, my grandmother died and she didn't can for 3 years before she died. And she's been dead 10 years, but we're selling our house and we found all this stuff in the basement, right? Is it still safe? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe, mm-hmm. right? Because the rule for that is that, again, if it was kept in a cool, dry spot, not exposed to extreme temperatures, and you followed research-based, evidence-based recipes and properly, preserved it, mm-hmm. it's good indefinitely,
yeah.
right? But how do you know? And you don't know. So again, same kind of thing. So I always tell folks, that 1 to 2 years, even on home canned stuff, you're going to get the best quality. And I've done experiments over the years because I do tomatoes every year, just straight up tomatoes. And I have like 5-year tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And so I can show people like, okay, look at year one, look at year five, right? Doesn't mean they're not safe. No. Do they change color? Yes. Do they change consistency? Yes. They get less quality as the time goes on. Mm-hmm. So that happens with commercially canned stuff too. So that's where that's what we want you to, to look at and think about. But so I think canned items are the biggest one that folks ask. So definitely. This also is beans. This is other, anything that comes pre-packaged. So this would be cans. This would be glass. All of that kind of stuff. Most of it, again, is good.
Bakery mixes is another big one. I know, actually, my mom and I just went through not an argument, because there is no arguing with her, but there is. They say that with love. I say it with love. But it was one of those things where we were both kind of questioning, like, oh, I'm not sure, because the date we couldn't read.
Oh.
And that was part of it. And she's like, I don't know how long I've had this blueberry mix. And it was that kind of thing. So I know this is one of those ones that comes up too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this one has been in the news a little bit in the last couple of years too, because there have been some different things that are growing inside those mixes. If you think about it, things that are high flour content, moisture can get in there. And so there can be mold growth. And you don't necessarily, in all of these things, you don't necessarily see it. So sealed, unopened, 6 months past the expiration. If you do use it, we do encourage you to, use some kind of clip, twist tie, tie it tight to try to keep that moisture out of it. Because if everybody at some point in their life, you do get moisture, you do get bugs, there's different things that come in there. And so, yeah, definitely need to watch it. But that goes for things like cake mixes, muffin mixes, cookie mixes, pancake mixes, things like Bisquick. That all falls under that category. And like I said, there have been some breakouts in the last couple of years of things where people kept like those pre-made mixes like a Bisquick for too long. And there were some health concerns that came from it. So definitely one of those that's not an indefinite one. That is one. It's because of the content of what's in it, it is at a little bit higher risk. So you will notice that, it is a shorter time period on that one. Definitely.
Kind of going over some of the other ones that have been coming up for you, I imagine. There's everything from dried potatoes and flavored rice or pasta, cereals, crackers, these kind of things. What about those, Jackie?
Yep. So, rice, pasta, that is that 6 month time frame too. And for the same reason, because of what it's made of, moisture can get in there. And so it depending. And remember I said in the beginning, cool dry is where we want all of this stuff. So we're not keeping it in our car. We're not putting it in the porch. I know we've had extreme temperatures in the last couple of weeks, which is great, right? But if your house was 110 and you had it sitting out, most of our cupboards do stay quite a bit cooler. And if you've not, really paid attention to it, literally go to your cupboard, open, like a lower cupboard and put your hand in. It's going to be cooler than the room. So typically it does stay a little bit cooler, but try to minimize any kind of exposure because that does up the ante on that. You mentioned things like cereal, crackers, chips. Again, that is more on that. If it's dried, then that goes up to 2 years. But like I said, if it's something that's kind of a pre-done one, so let's take maybe pasta. Like, you can get like a stuffed, it's dried, but stuffed ravioli or something like that. Yeah, those would be in that 6 month range. But if it's just a dried box of ziti, then generally that's in that 2 year mark. But again, just kind of pay attention to it. Try to keep things in that cool, dry spot and where it's at. Most of your condiments, so your ketchup, your mustard, mayonnaise, salad dressing, things like that, this is 2 years past that date. So I do get this question a lot, especially like salad dressings. People will buy, this is the kind of stuff we buy when it's on sale, right? So, oh, Piggly Wiggly has, you know, three for this. So, you know, if you buy quantities of three, those seems to be the sales we see lately, right? You have to buy five, you have to buy three.
It's that way, yeah.
And it is a really good deal. But if you're only one or two people and you don't have a big family, you're not using three bottles of salad dressing, you know, in a month. So this is, again, definitely one of those that it goes for up to 2 years past the date. Once this is unopened, once you open it, then you, you know, do need to put it in the refrigerator. And then you, it does get shortened. So keep that in mind.
We're speaking with Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationships Educator with UW-Madison Extension. And Jackie, what about food stored in the refrigerator or freezer? A little more of that topic. I've been getting questions about that. What can we talk about with there?
Yeah, absolutely. So you want to take a guess on the biggest one that people keep for too long?
I'm guessing if they're anything like my father, meat.
It is
meat. Okay.
And it's specifically lunch meat. So lunch meat actually has a very shortened life. It's processed super high, but because it's sliced and it's handled and we're cutting it up, it generally is like less than a week. It's 3 to 5 days once something is opened. And again, most people don't go through, you know, that lunch meat can be frozen. So if you're, again, you know, smaller family and you don't think you're going to cycle through it, you can still get a bigger package and then put it into smaller freezer safe bags and put it in the freezer into almost like single serving size uses. So again, lunch meat's not cheap right now. It's super expensive. So I'm not saying don't get it, but we don't want to be throwing away, you know, a $6 package of meat because we didn't get to it. I think the other thing I tell folks too is think about what are other ways you can use it. So, you know, if it's, you know, sliced ham, can you throw it in an omelet? Can you make some scalloped potatoes? Can you, you know, so even if you don't want to have a sandwich every day, what are some other ways you could use it? Or like I said, you can still throw it in the freezer and then use it for one of those other items later. So kind of think that route. But yeah, that lunch meat is one of those that a lot of folks, I bet most people are like, oh, yeah, that I don't do that, right? It's a lot longer past that. So that's probably the biggest one.
Those are some really helpful notes about that.
Yeah, I think that's one of those. Other meat, generally, once you get it, so once you get home, it is that 3 to 5 days. Once you cook it, it can be frozen. And so that does extend it a little bit, but and that's one of the things I tell people too. If you don't think you're going to use it, again, divide it up into smaller sizes. I know we personally get our beef from a butcher. We buy a cow, and I had over the years, I've had to go down to smaller sizes. So I get my hamburger now in 1 pound packages. And so that is a lot easier to be able to use because otherwise, even with leftovers, they were getting thrown away and we weren't using them fast enough. So things that you can do to kind of think ahead of time of, yeah, okay, it's still cheaper to buy a bulk package of 5 pounds of meat, but divide it out into what you want, freeze it, and then pull it out when you need it. So think about the size that you want. One of the things that you can do is actually at, believe it or not, we still have butchers at our grocery stores. Someone just told me they were at Sam's Club and they said it was cheaper if they bought the huge thing. And they asked the butcher right there, could you divide this out into smaller pieces for me? And they did. So, you know, I encourage you to ask your meat department, even, you know, if I've heard people say, you know, like ham is on sale, or ask them if they could cut it for them right there. Or can you slice this up, or can you do, you know, put it into different portions? Mm-hmm. So that is, I won't say everywhere, but most places, if you ask, they will do it for you. Then you don't have to worry about it. Because again, we don't, especially with ground meat, so hamburgers, sausages, just things like that. It has a higher risk because it's already been chopped up and ground up. And so there's the chance that bacteria from the air could have gotten in there. So that does have that shorter life. And so the less you're times you handle it and reduce it, you're also reducing that. So that's, you know, kind of out there. Eggs. Generally, so there's two kinds of eggs. If you get your own eggs, if you yourself, or if you get them fresh from a farmer or farmer's market, they are unwashed. What does that mean, James?
It means that they are susceptible to No. I'm a city boy. I don't know. No. I don't know, Jackie.
It's the opposite. So that's why I asked it.
Because
if you've never had a farm fresh egg, you probably wouldn't know this. I think the first time I saw it is I was traveling overseas, because as a kid we had chickens, but we didn't eat the eggs. We sold them. And the eggs were all sitting out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, why are these eggs not refrigerated? And so, you know, did a little digging. And yeah, many countries, eggs are just sitting out. They're not refrigerated because they actually naturally come with a membrane around them that protects them. But in the United States, we wash them and we remove the membrane, so their life cycle is a lot shorter. So generally, it's 2 weeks. So you want to try to use your eggs within 2 weeks. But if you do have farm fresh eggs and they are not washed, it still has that protective membrane around the outside. And so they last a lot longer.
That's pretty cool. Wow.
It's kind of neat. So, you know, a lot of other things. I think most of your dairy products, so milks and cheeses, it is, you know, milks is 5 days past that date. Again, you're going to know, smell it. It does.
With these, it's a little bit, I wouldn't say easier, but it is a little easier to tell.
Yeah, it kind of gets it. And I've had some people say, you know, in the last year, like they feel like, you know, some of their milks or different things like go bad faster. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, it might be transit, it might be our weather. Like, you don't know where something was before it got to you. When it left the factory or the processing plant, yep. But we've had some issues with transit. Yeah. So, and extreme temperatures and, you know, just some strange stuff. So, again, all of these dates are that best quality. Mm-hmm. It could be shorter. It could be longer. With canned goods, let's finish with that. You know, obvious signs. So things like dents, bulging, toss it immediately, right? Mm-hmm. That is a sign that something could be wrong with it. Small dent, like somebody dropped the can on the inside, on the rim, that's not a big deal. But a larger dent, or if there's any bulging, that's a sign of that bacterial growth on the inside. Toss it. Don't even try it. Don't smell it. Things like E. coli, they don't have a smell. They don't, they're not going to change. You're not going to necessarily see it. Or botulism, you don't see it. Botulism spores are out in the yard. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. But they need certain environments. They need to be, you know, no oxygen, and they need to be in that lovely little enclosed space to grow.
Yeah.
But that's when that can expands, because they grow and they build pressure. So you will see it. So those are things that, and I always say, you know, that old phrase you've probably heard before, when in doubt, toss it out. When in doubt, toss it out, folks. Yep. And I know I started off with we're frugal and we want to stretch our food dollar, and that $1.30 can of green beans, you know, really is important. It is, but it's not worth your life.
No.
Right? And it's not even worth you trying and dipping your finger in, because people have died from just dipping their finger into a can of green beans. So I'm not saying don't eat green beans, but just really pay attention to what you have and know that it's not worth it.
You're worth more than $1.39.
Yeah,
you know, you are that much more informed and that much better prepared on this, thanks to Jackie. Jackie, if people do have follow-up questions and want to know more about this, and just reach out to you, is there a way to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So give our office a call. It's 715-421-421. 8437. I'll say that one more time. 715-421-8437. The chart I am referring to is called Safe and Healthy Food Product Dating. We can share a copy with you. I have one on the inside of my refrigerator because it is helpful and we don't always remember it.
Appreciate the time. Thank you, Jackie. Kazua, thank you very much for joining us. Yeah, appreciate the time. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, as he does every Friday, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, and we celebrate Daiquiri Day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.